Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Almost 1,400 people seeking international protection in Ireland were homeless for up to 10 weeks since the start of this year due to a shortage of accommodation, according to the Irish Refugee Council in a new report. Well, Bernadette Fagan is from the organisation PATH, Portlaoise Action Against Homelessness, which provides food and other supplies to those in need every Wednesday and Saturday in Dublin. And Bernadette is on the line now. Good morning, Bernadette.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, the news from the Refugee Council, it comes as the Muslim Sisters of Era charity, who provide hot meals as well, I'm sure you're aware of them, they said...
I am very aware of Lorraine O'Connor, yes, and the group.
They said that Friday night, just gone, that was one of their hardest that they've had on the streets of Dublin. They were speaking about it on Morning Ireland this morning. So Saturday night then, for you, Bernadette, and your colleagues from PATH, what was it like?
Saturday was also... We heard the news about Muslim Sisters on our way in. Somebody had texted us. And we arrived to a big queue, which is nothing abnormal. I mean, there's usually a big queue anyway. But it just seemed to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And we were constantly looking, have we got enough food? Are we going to do it? Check in to see how many were still in the queue. We're not going to do it. We're going to run out. It was 7 years. And I have to say, I went home and actually put on my page, that was the busiest night ever. It was stressful. It was very, very busy Saturday night.
How many people do you reckon were queuing for food at the PATH table?
I reckon we had probably at least 250 people. But you've got to remember, there's also other soup runs in the city on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. There's at least two other tables and there's outreach from other organisations out there. But we still have at least 250 people queuing, people in prams, OAPs, all sorts, walks of life, queuing to get a hot meal.
Yeah, I mentioned, Bernadette, the Irish Refugee Council saying that 1,400 asylum seekers were homeless for up to 10 weeks since the start of this year. Have you noticed that?
We have noticed a huge increase in foreign nationals at the table, yes. And it's actually very, very hard to deal with the language barrier because we can't always communicate. Like, I mean, we had some foreign ladies at the table the other night that wanted us to open all our hot boxes stuff so they could see what's in them. HSC rule regulations, we can't open our hot boxes and leave the lids off them. So we can't do that. So it took quite a while for the two people doing the hot food to be able to serve these people, mm-hmm. and give them a meal and then let them go on their way to get whatever other stuff they needed.
And just to be clear, and people will know this anyway, it's quite possible that for religious reasons they couldn't eat certain foods.
Absolutely. You need halal food for some religions. It needs to be certain foods. And even just the dried stuff on the table, even some of that stuff, if it's done, made in certain ways, these people can't eat. So absolutely, yes, we have to be very careful and we should be able to explain to different nationalities what is in the food. But unfortunately, we can't always do that. So they take maybe a chicken dish and that's going to serve their purpose and be able to, they're eating within their religion and what they can eat.
Mm-hmm. And the communication is really difficult. I know some people have used, and we heard about this when Ukrainians start to come here, Google Translate was a great help.
Yes, we had a lady 2 weeks ago that was looking for a pair of runners and she spoke into her phone and handed me the phone and then it translated for me and then I spoke into the phone and handed it back to her. But we can't do that at a table when we've 250 people queuing.
Yeah.
You know, it's different when the food is gone and we're at the van and we're doing runners and wipes and socks and toiletries and all that kind of stuff. But when we're actually doing the food, it's quite impossible for... They don't even have that on the phone when they're queuing for the food, to be honest.
And listen, the Refugee Council report also says four unaccompanied children were forced to sleep rough, one at a bus and more at a train station. Pregnant women as well left without accommodation. Are you seeing women and children who need your service at night on a Saturday and Wednesday?
Absolutely. And I was just saying there earlier, on a Wednesday night, we had people queuing at the van with prams. Now, the Wednesday night, the van doesn't arrive in Dublin until 9 p.m. at night. and we have people with prams and toddlers queuing for hot food after 9 o'clock, when those kids should be, even if it's a hostel, they should be in a bed. But I mean, Claire, a few years ago in Dublin, it was illegal for a pregnant lady or a minor to sleep on the street. We legally had to report it. That number that we used to report it doesn't exist anymore. We have no one we can ring when we're out in the streets at night if we come across somebody that's needs help.
Mm-hmm. So you had a number to phone the regional executive, the homelessness executive in Dublin, did you?
We used to have that in our phones. It was a first contact number, and we'd say, look, we have a pregnant lady. She's in the Ted Baker doorway. Tell her to stay there. Somebody will be up to her. And somebody would come up within a half an hour.
And what's happened?
They'd look after her. That number doesn't exist. The last few times I tried, that number doesn't exist anymore. It just rings. There's no, it doesn't ring. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say to people, listen, the only thing is present yourself at a police station. Now, a lot of homeless people don't want to present themselves at a police station for whatever reason. They don't want to go to a police station. But that's what we would say to people. Now, present yourself to a police station and they will get some of the services in, like Focus or whatever, that might be able to help you and might be able to get you a bed tonight.
Nice.
I mean, I told a homeless lady a couple of weeks ago to go to, for her first port of call was Parkgate Hall. And she said, Bairn, the Parkgate Hall doesn't exist anymore. You can't go into Parkgate Hall anymore. You have to go online. So first of all, we have foreign nationals coming in that can't use computers in our language. They can't fill out forms online. We have people that can't read or write. They're dyslexic or literate or whatever. But their first protocol is to go onto a computer to fill in forms to get to the council. And they're not homeless unless the council receives those forms.
Now, in terms of your queue, I mean, you've described around 250 people. Did you have enough food on Saturday night to look after them all?
We did, just by the grace of God. Yes, we did. We just barely got through. We had Rolling Donuts came around with six boxes of donuts. We haven't asked them in a long time because we don't normally have time, but we literally went out of our way. A member went around and asked them, can you please help us? We did have enough hot food and we had enough. We ran out of water and we ran out of soft drinks. It was so hot on Saturday night, even though the weather had changed, it was still so hot, but we ran out of water and soft drinks so early in the night, even though we had enough with us to do a busy night.
Well, what's your plan now? Because obviously it's getting busier, so you're going to need more supplies, Bernadette, are you?
We're going to have to use more supplies. We're going to have to bring, I mean, we bring in a van full at the moment, so I don't know even how we can. But yes, we're going to have to bring in more of everything. And I mean, at the moment, we say to people, you're only allowed one hot meal. You're allowed to take one of everything in the crate. And when the queue is gone, you can come back and you can take everything that's on the table. But Saturday night, there was nothing left on the table to take.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mountain of sandwiches and you think, oh, should we be going to the hostel with them on the way home? But no, everything, every single crumb went the other night.
And I've seen you working out in Dublin City Centre before, yourself and your colleagues from PATH. And you like to have a chat with people, don't you?
Having a chat is really needed, and we'd have like who's doing the queue, who's doing roaming. You know, one of the committee members here tonight was floating, but I mean, then I'm Catherine, is her name, and I'm Catherine, and we need milk, Catherine, we need spoons, Catherine, we need this. So Catherine couldn't talk to people, and then she has to come behind the table and do this and do that. And like, I mean, I had a lady come up to me 2 weeks ago, she needed incontinence pads. So they need you to go out and talk to them to find out what they need. They might not need anything physically, but they might need just to say hello and talk to somebody.
Yes,
but
just have a chat.
If they need something like that we would bring. I brought in shoes in for an OAP. It's when you're talking to them, but we literally never got a chance to talk to anybody the other night.
Mm-hmm.
When we arrive, it's hello, we get a few hugs, and they help us all to set up, and it's done real quickly. And then, but you just literally don't get a chance anymore to talk to people the way we used to.
And so you're bringing in shoes and sanitary items. What else in terms of non-food?
Toiletries, tents, sleeping bags, socks, boxer shorts, ladies' underwear, sanitary protection. The list is endless. The list is absolutely endless. At the moment, we're looking for sun creams. As I said, it's toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, conditioner. Wipes are a big issue because a lot of our homeless in doorways and tents use the wipes to wash themselves.
Yeah.
And so we find wipes are not coming in as much because they're getting more expensive, but we badly need them.
Okay. And the Refugee Council described what's happening at the moment as a new low in terms of how this country helps people who seek international protection. Do you agree that that's where things are at?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm 7 years down this, Claire, and I have to say I spent yesterday in tears over a situation that I'm not going to go into, but it just gets to you. You see it, you think it's getting better and better, and you think something happens and you think, okay, it's going to get solved, and it doesn't. It's getting worse and worse out there every day. Well, and then, of course, you have people get agitated.
Yes.
We had one situation on Saturday night and we had a committee member ended up in tears and I can't do this anymore. And she went home and she settled down and she was OK. But, I mean, somebody just threatened to break a bottle in her face on Saturday night. Now, she did the right thing. He had skipped the queue. He tried to get in front of 200 people and she said to him, sorry, you have to get in the queue. And he got annoyed. But, as I said, she did absolutely the right thing, because if she had let him go through, we'd have had 200 people
out. It's an incredible thing that you and everyone there at PATH, Portlaoise Action to Homelessness, do, and all of the other organisations as well who go out week after week, and everybody else is maybe moving on, talking about something else, enjoying their summer, and this is what you do, come rain, hail or shine. So Bernadette, thank you very much for
talking to us.
Bernadette Fagan there from the organisation PATH. Now, coming up next on the programme, doctors react to the HSE campaign to recruit consultants overseas.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.